The Recap Show is an inside look for fans into the world of global soccer, women's sports, and all things gal culture.
From the inside perspective of two World Cup champions and Olympians.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
This is a true crime update from the On Deadline podcast. Every week, we explore crime cases reported by Odyssey stations from coast to coast. I'm your host, Lauren Berry. We're actually going to start this episode off in Los Angeles, California, where Odyssey station KNX News has been covering one particular murder case for months. It began with a report of human remains found in a Tesla last September. Now, this week, the owner of that Tesla, Billboard charting musician David Burke, whose stage name is stylized as D4VD, or just David, was charged with the murder of Celeste Rivas Hernandez. She was just 14 years old when she died. We'll take you through a timeline of this case, from the initial discovery of those remains to a new update about child pornography found on the musician's phone. Here's KNX News' first report on the case from September 9th, 2025.
The medical examiner is trying to identify the woman, but her body is so decomposed, they can't even tell her age or race. The 2023 black Tesla registered to 20-year-old David Anthony Burke. He's an alternative breakout musician with over 1 billion downloads on Spotify who goes by the name David. The Tesla was at a tow yard for several days when people started noticing a foul odor. Police found the woman's body in the front trunk of the Tesla. The medical examiner says she's about 5 feet 2 inches tall with wavy black hair. She was wearing a black tube top and black leggings, size small. She also had gold stud earrings and was wearing a gold chain bracelet. It's still unclear how she died. They will conduct an autopsy. As for the singer, he's been on tour since late July. His Tesla, which has Texas plates, was reported abandoned somewhere in the Hollywood Hills and taken to the tow yard several days ago. LAPD West Bureau Homicide is leading up the death investigation.
By September 19th, the remains had been identified.
We get the update from Emily Valdez.
The body of 15-year-old Celeste Rivas Hernandez, missing from her Lake Elsinore home since April of last year, was found earlier this month, partially dismembered and decomposing in the trunk of a Tesla registered to the singer David. I spoke with LAPD robbery homicide captain Scott Williams.
We are not investigating this case as a homicide at this point. It is an undetermined death. The Los Angeles County Medical Examiner has not determined Ms. Hernandez's cause or manner of death.
Manner could be natural, accidental, suicide, or homicide. Of course, how her body was found is suspicious. Williams said yesterday detectives served a search warrant at a Hollywood Hills home on Doheny Place related to the investigation.
Several items of evidence were recovered and will be analyzed by detectives in the coming days.
Williams clarified the Tesla was abandoned in the Hollywood Hills for several weeks before it was towed to a Hollywood tow yard. Several days later, people noticed an odor coming from the car and police discovered Rivas Hernandez's body in the trunk. The singer canceled his Seattle show. David's PR team has reportedly said the singer is cooperating with the investigation, but Williams would not confirm.
Listeners, I want to tell you about a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore, where people tell interesting stories about their family history, and then we investigate the truth behind them. Family Lore is available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
A private eye who was on the case spoke to KNX in October.
Emily Valdez talked to that private eye.
Private investigator Steve Fisher owns SearchInvestigations.org. He was hired by the landlord of the home David was living in the Hollywood Hills. He believes Celeste Rivas was dead for many months before her body was found severely decomposed in the trunk of the singer's car.
The last sign that I can find of her is in January of 2025. There's reports from people in that neighborhood that they saw the car being parked in different locations starting in May. Personally, if I had to, you know, make an educated guess right now, I'd say I think something happened in January or February.
And was she staying at that Hollywood Hills home?
We're still trying to determine that. We don't have any proof that she was actually at that house or staying at that house. The live stream that a lot of people have seen online that they did together, that her and David did together, was actually filmed at a different house. And the images that we've found that were kind of left behind at the property were all taken at different locations, but none at the house. And there's some imagery on it that leads me to believe that possibly she was either staying with somebody else or somehow had a rental, more like an apartment type situation in Hollywood or even downtown LA.
The medical examiner has not determined how she died. She was very decomposed. Fisher also believes three or four people in David's circle knew about Celeste's death. He's not sure if there was foul play involved or if she died accidentally. They just freaked out and put her body in a trunk. LAPD has not concluded their investigation.
In November, a source revealed new information about the case. And about David.
Now, a source close to the investigation tells me David has never cooperated with the investigations. Investigators have not been able to speak with him, and they've always been treating this as a homicide. And yeah, he is a suspect. They're also looking into this suspicious trip they say he took back in spring. Apparently, he went to a very remote part of Santa Barbara County in the middle of the night, stayed there for a few hours, then came back. They're not sure what's up with that. Investigators have told me they believe Celeste Rivas has been dead for many, many months. We're talking back in January, February, early this year. Her dismembered body found in the trunk of his abandoned Tesla after the car was towed from the Hollywood Hills near Doheny, about one block away from the home he was living in. The source said that they're still not sure how she died. They are waiting on toxicology reports. The medical examiner has not determined cause or manner of death. As for David himself, he's canceled his tour. It's pretty much a radio silence on social media. He hasn't posted anything on his Instagram since September, and that was a month after Celeste's body was found. She was reported missing as a runaway from the Inland Empire, had a boyfriend named David, and there are photos and videos showing the two together before she disappeared.
More than 2 months after the teen's remains were found, investigators were becoming frustrated with rumors swirling around the case.
Here's LAPD robbery homicide captain Scott Williams.
The most recent TMZ articles are they're very disappointing from my perspective. There's a lot of misinformation contained in there, and it seems like other news outlets have picked up on what they've reported and reported it as though it was fact when it actually is not fact. They're reporting that Celeste's body was frozen when it was discovered is untrue. Celeste was not decapitated, so I'm not sure exactly who their source is that's giving them this information, but none of it was verified through legitimate law enforcement sources, and they've chosen to report things that were factually inaccurate.
Williams says also false reports the singer was dismembering Celeste's body during a trip to a remote part of Santa Barbara County last spring. But David is considered a suspect and police are investigating it as a possible homicide case. Williams also says the LAPD has put a hold on the public release of Celeste's autopsy report because investigators want to see it before it's made public.
We do want to add the chief medical examiner says he's not happy that he can't release those autopsy results for the teen girl. He released a statement saying basically the practice of security holds is virtually unheard of in other counties and has not proven to improve outcomes in the legal system. He says he wants the department to have full transparency, but the law doesn't allow that. Well, this court order remains in place.
This week, KNX reported that David had appeared in court after he was charged with murder and special circumstance allegations regarding the death of Celeste Rivas Hernandez.
Defense attorneys for David, whose full name is David Burke, are hoping to have the preliminary hearing sooner rather than later. Pete Demetrio reports it's an effort to stop the trial.
As David Burke appeared nervous behind a courtroom barrier, his attorneys entered a not guilty plea to all counts, and then defense counsel Blair Burke raised eyebrows by demanding both a preliminary hearing in just 10 days and insisting that evidence gathered in months of grand jury hearings on the murder of Celeste Rivas be turned over to the defense to help them prove that Burke did not kill her. Lead prosecutor Beth Silverman countered by saying with 40 terabytes of data on hand, it would be extremely hard to turn over everything the defense was calling for, but they would submit information including the autopsy on Rivas fairly quickly. Judge Teresa McGonigal granted the request but said Burke would be denied bail for the present and set an April 23rd date for a hearing on the matters in Division 105. Members of Rivas's family were present at court for the hearing but declined to speak to reporters afterwards.
Then, just before this weekend, the station reported on another bombshell discovery that was revealed by prosecutors.
A new revelation in the David case. Prosecutors say they discovered child porn on his phone. This came out during a brief court hearing today downtown. The singer's charged with killing and dismembering 14-year-old Celeste Rivas, whose body parts were found in the trunk of David's Tesla. John Baird was at the courthouse.
The hearing was in regard to turning over evidence and having prosecutors turn over their material to the defense attorneys. And during the 45-minute session, Deputy DA Beth Silverman told the judge that the singer's iPhone contained a significant amount of child pornography. Singer David, whose real name is David Anthony Burke, is accused of killing 14-year-old Celeste Rivas Hernandez after he invited her to his Hollywood Hills home 1 year ago today. Prosecutors contend that Burke killed the girl to prevent her from exposing their alleged sexual relationship to protect his lucrative music career. The girl was never seen again. The defense attorneys want prosecutors to turn over as much basic evidence as quickly as they can. The deputy DA, though, noted there was a lot of it, mountains of evidence. Both sides agreed to return to court again next week to see how quickly a preliminary hearing can be held in the case. The singer, who was dressed in an orange jail jumpsuit, did not speak at the hearing.
Now that we have a timeline of where the David case stands and how it's evolved, let's listen to some discussion about the new developments from the Dana and Parks podcast team out of Odyssey Station KMBZ in Kansas City, Missouri. The team features Dana Wright, Scott Parks, and Sam Stevie III.
The L.A. District Attorney, Nathan Hochman, saying that he has charged him, David, with first-degree murder, lewd and lascivious acts, with an individual under the age of 14, and mutilating a body. Quoting here from D.A. Hochman, these charges include the most serious charges that a D.A.'s office can bring.
He is also charged with the continuous sexual abuse of a child under the age of 14 and with the unlawful mutilation of human remains.
Can I ask a question?
Oh, I have so many questions.
What do you got?
It has been more than a year since Celeste Hernandez's body was found in the car.
Yep.
Yeah.
What took so long?
Fame.
When everything pointed to him being the suspect.
Prove he did it. And here's the deal. His attorneys say the actual evidence in this case will show that David Burke did not murder Celeste and he was not the cause of her death. And I'm going to go out on a limb here, Scott. I do not think this is open and shut. Prove when she died, you can't. Prove how she died, you can't. Prove where she died, you can't. You do know that her remains ended up in a car that belonged to him. Okay.
Dismembered, by the way.
Prove how and under what circumstances she got there. That poor child was in that car for such a long time. They are never going to be able to prove what happened. And I worry he will walk with just abandonment of a corpse. They are going to come up with some cockamamie story that she was doing drugs and she fell and hit her head and someone panicked and we didn't know what to do because she was 14. He is clearly guilty of having a relationship with an underage child.
Lewd and lascivious
acts. I believe he is guilty of the circumstances that led to her being in his car. Prove he killed her? How are they going to prove? How are they going to prove that?
But you own one of these cars, correct?
Yes.
Okay. The camera is always rolling, is it not?
Correct.
Can you delete it?
You can.
Pull the hard drive.
You can. But you would have to know. Yeah, you would have to know how to do all that. I haven't looked at those video clips in such a long time, Scott. It's usually just people's butts trying to get into their own car next to my car.
I understand.
So did it record all of that? Maybe, but she wasn't found, what, till a month later?
They allege they have enough evidence that they can pinpoint her death to April 23rd of 2025. They can also pinpoint it to caused by a sharp object.
Oh, God. Okay, but again, Sam.
They also have the evidence that he ordered what is highly illegal in the state of California, an incinerator.
Yes.
That he did not end up using.
That he claims.
Very easy to draw a conclusion there that he was planning on cremating her in his own backyard.
That he claims was for a music video. Do I believe that? No. But he claims that incinerator was for a music video and they never ended up using it.
His number one song is called Romantic Homicide.
Prove it. Prove he killed her. I'm telling you guys, this is not going to be open and shut.
Okay.
I think he did it.
You know who doesn't order the incinerator for a music video? The artist. You know who does? The director.
I don't disagree with you. I think he's in this up to his eyeballs. I don't think they can prove it.
Dana, in any other world, this would be an open and shut case. If a dead if my dismembered dead body was found in your frunk.
Doesn't look good.
You are going to be arrested.
Chief McDonald, the chief of police, acknowledged that his department faced criticism for not providing more information about this case, which he calls, quote, extraordinarily difficult and complex.
What?
Why was he not arrested the day after her body was found
because
in the front of his car?
It had been such a long time, Sam. This is going to be one of those things where they probably had to get a subpoena for Tesla. They had to get a subpoena for, let's say she was wearing an Apple Watch. The fact they've narrowed it down to one day is huge. If they can say with certainty they think that she died April 23rd, that's huge.
Could I get into the frunk of your car right now?
It would be tough for you to fit in it, but.
No. Could I open it?
No.
Why?
Because you don't have a key. You don't have the electronic key.
Could you give me the electronic key?
I could. I wouldn't.
No, I know,
that's what they're going to say. Just because it was in my car doesn't mean I put her there. I'm telling you, I can't believe you're putting me in a position to defend this.
I can't believe you are.
He is guilty as hell. He is absolutely going away for having a relationship with a freaking 13 and then 14-year-old.
If his name was not David, and he was not one of the top grossing alt pop artists at the time, say that his name was Dana and he owned a Tesla and that Tesla was found to have the dismembered body of a 14-year-old in it. Would he have been allowed to continue touring around the country?
No. And highly
quite
unlikely.
Frankly, given the opportunity to destroy evidence for a year, he's been out for a year.
And Sam, if I'm not mistaken, he didn't just tour, he toured internationally.
If you are going to hold him on what charge?
You have a dismembered
body. Doesn't matter, Sam, it doesn't matter. I hate to say that.
But if that happened in my car, I would be held on that.
Okay, we have two people that opened fire at a Chiefs rally killing a woman who have both just walked.
Like,
the reality of the way our justice system is and the way we want it to work are two completely different things.
A dismembered body was found in his car. It doesn't get more open and shut.
How did she die? Medical examiner.
Well,
we don't know. When did she die? We don't know.
April 23rd.
Her last text message communication was probably April 23rd, and then she stopped responding to texts. That's how they know it's April 23rd. Where did she die? We don't know. You have to prove beyond a reasonable doubt, he stabbed this child. How do you prove it?
Unless
they have Apple iPhone records that show his phone was right next to her phone on the 23rd, which would, You've got to put him near her.
But can't you search warrant the video on his car?
Oh, I'm sure you can. Sure. And how long does that stuff hold in the Tesla bank? I don't know.
Well, he's had a year to get rid of it.
He's had a year to get rid of it. Well, the car was probably impounded.
But you brought up an interesting point with the whole chief shooter situation. They were in bars for the 2 years as the trial played out.
That's true.
This guy was allowed to just go live his billionaire life. The picture that I'm trying to paint here is that the justice system operates differently depending on how much money you have.
He was allowed to leave the country.
Yeah, that's crazy. I will give you that. That's crazy.
And
but he is presumed innocent. You know this. You don't have to agree with it.
I don't disagree with you. What I'm saying is the evidence is so bad against him, but you're right. How did she die? Where did she die? When did she die? Did he do it? The answer is, to every one of those questions I just asked, I don't know.
I am going to tell you, this is my theory. I think they are going to come out on the first day of the trial. It always happens on the first day of the trial. He is going to agree to plead guilty to statutory rape charges, okay? He is going to agree to plead guilty with the unlawful
abandonment
of a corpse. And the DA will take that deal because they put this in front of a jury, Scott.
As Odyssey continues covering the David case, we'll keep providing updates on these true crime roundups. Thank you so much for listening to this true crime roundup from the On Deadline podcast. This episode was written and produced by me, Lauren Berry. Special thanks to KNX News in Los Angeles and the Dana and Parks Show out of KMBZ in Kansas City.
How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radner, along with series co-creator Craig Thomas.
In seasons 1 and 2, we were joined by Neil Patrick Harris, Kobe Smulders, Brian Cranston, Ashley Williams, Wayne Brady, Jenna Fisher and Angela Kinsey, Joe Manganiello, and my brilliant co-creator Carter Bays. And now we are diving into season 3.
So whether it's your 50th rewatch or your first time through, follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.